Oh, yeah. Once again, the dulcet sounds of Geek Radio Daily.
You sound like you were enjoying that a bit too much, sir.
I was liking that. Turn that down a little bit. My God, you're killing me.
No, there it is. It's going
down. Killing me. All right, that's fine. For this year, Monday, 24th day of March, 2008. It's all the geek without the weight, Billy.
Yeah.
We don't make you wait.
No.
Coming at you, we are back. We are always back. Kind of like that rash, that funny thing you got in college that you had to get dry ice frozen off. Or
wow.
Or maybe that was just me.
Maybe so.
I don't know.
Were those warts?
Anyway, here we go with Geek Radio Daily, starting out our week. Really the only way to do so, in my opinion.
Yes. Trying to figure out Spanish words.
It's the only... Well, that's what we were doing.
Yeah.
We were working on our Spanish.
Yeah, so is bank banco? I guess that's the big question of the day.
El banco.
El banco.
I think it is.
El banco al fuego.
I'm not going to look it up either. I'm going to wait for some listener out there who is bilingual. Not that there's anything wrong
to
talk to us about that. So here we go, right there, practicing his Spanish just like a Spanish practicer. There's Billy Flynn.
Said he likes ladies in distress, not men who wear too much cologne.
Duh.
Word. And then there's me, and I do like men who wear too much cologne.
Hey, now.
That's just, again, nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
I am the vicar.
Talk to me.
Okay.
That is with a capital T, the Vicar, so you gotta remember that.
Wow.
Although that's not my email. The Bruce.
What?
The Bruce's email is the Bruce, but my email's just Vicar, so if you want to reach me, that's how you do it.
Really?
Yes, it is. That's why I'm not getting your email.
As I was about to say, I was wondering where of those things were.
Your two girls, one cup forwards.
And you asked for it for the love of all that's holy.
Well,
I mean, what's wrong with you, sir?
Let's
trying to figure those kind of things out, you're a sad man.
Let's talk some TV for Monday, shall we?
We can do that.
Britney Spears, Billy.
What about it?
Is on a sitcom.
Huh?
Now, I know she's done it before. She was on Will and Grace, but tonight...
And they got canceled.
Britney plays a receptionist on How I Met Your Mother.
Which means that'll get canceled, too.
Do you think that there's going to be hilarity that might well ensue before that show is over?
Possibly.
I think it's
to beat us over the head with it like a frozen flounder.
To be expected. Really?
They're going to be just that non-subtle about it.
Well, that's violent. All right, okay.
Tonight on USA on WWE Monday Night Raw, with WrestleMania looming this Sunday, what's next for WWE Champion Randy Orton, Triple H, and John Cena?
I don't know. Seriously, that's loud, isn't it?
No, it's just your imagination.
Loud. All right, fine.
I promise.
There's a lot of dancing over on ABC.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
That's all I
just dancing.
All 12 couples take to the floor on Dancing with the Stars, but this time they have chainsaws.
What? That would be great.
I know. I made that up trying to make this show interesting.
Oh, somebody should. Tonight, Biography Channel has a brand new series premiering tonight called I Survived.
See, this is the kind of show that if you get invited to go on, say no before it's too late.
I don't
late.
Want to be a part of the show.
It's like when Jim Cantore from the Weather Channel,
when
you see him arriving at your local airport, leave.
Hi, folks. Where's your local meteorologist?
Yeah. And a shelter, you know.
It's like when you come home from the store and Mike Wallace is just sitting there in the driveway.
That's not good.
Never.
House is a repeat on Fox. It is replacing Canterbury's Law. Now they've already moved Canterbury's Law to Friday.
Oh, death knell.
Which is where shows go to die.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's not good news. New Amsterdam is on Fox.
You're
as well.
Going to die.
Our hero tonight on New Amsterdam goes back to the psychedelic 60s, man.
Yeah, baby.
Hey, I was around in the 60s. You don't know. I was there.
For like what, six
like
months or
eight,
so?
8 months.
8 months.
I think so.
I was close.
Yeah.
And gave you more credit than you should have gotten.
No problem.
Tonight on Discovery Channel, it's a new series of Walking with Dinosaurs, a little marathon, Dawn of the Dinosaurs, Sea and Sky Creatures, and Passing of Giants.
It is criminal.
Which is painful.
It is
I'm just saying.
Wow. Walking with Dinosaurs, it is critical if they don't use the song Walk the Dinosaurs.
Yes.
And I bet they don't. But
I found that's very helpful that
they
you don't.
They need to. That
they
would
should.
Rock. AMC is showing Ferris Bueller kind of early in the evening.
Ooh, okay. And Turner Classic Movies has the 1950 Deborah Carr, Stuart Granger, and just really surprising how boring it truly is, King Solomon's Mines. It's beautiful because it's actually shot in Africa, but other than that, it's a travelogue.
And they call it a mine.
What's up with that?
A mine.
That's just insane, sir.
Speaking of dwarves.
Yes?
Speaking of dwarves, I was excited to see that the Discovery Channel is showing Dwarf Family Revisited.
Ooh!
Because there's going to be mines. They might have, like, Moradin's symbol, which is an anvil, you know? You could have all the fighters and a couple of clerics.
That would be fantastic.
That's going to be awesome. So I'm going to watch that.
Well, if I'm going to watch anything tonight, I'm flipping it over to the Hallmark Channel, because tonight an Atlanta attorney, which is not an easy thing to say,
has to
solve a very, very devious crime. That's right. Tonight, it is Andy Griffith in the pilot, Diary of a Perfect Murder, of Matlock.
The Murder of Matlock?
No, Diary of a Perfect Murder was the TV movie that served as the pilot.
Oh, I see.
So this is the very first Matlock adventure.
So he's not just an Atlanta attorney. He's
the Atlanta attorney.
All right, let's check the mailbag for Geek Radio Daily, shall we?
That's the wrong sounder.
That's not the one you want.
No. It's not spam.
It isn't spam, sir. All right, really enjoying the show. I heard the promo and checked it out. Not sure where, though. From Brian.
Oh.
CultureCast listener number 11.
Oh.
So thank you, Brian. I actually put that in because on a first read, when he said not sure where, apparently not sure where he heard the promo,
right.
What I saw was not sure why, though. And that just made me laugh, and I thought that was the greatest email ever. So I didn't edit it.
Let's see. CultureCast might have either talked about us or played the promo because,
I don't know.
You know, some of the good folks, Biscuit and Susan V, were joining us there at StellarCon.
That's right. They were.
They were. They
that
were there.
Was fun,
That
too.
Was some good fun.
That
you missed dinner
fun,
that evening.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Hey, Biscuit, you're a very special boy, and I hope you have a very special day.
He's a special little boy.
He
yes,
is.
That's true. I admire
Beach
that.
Melba.
All right, let's see. Oh, we're running out of time. All right, thanks for the mention. This is from Sam, by the way.
What's up, Sam?
The Mena, over on the forums at geekradiodaily.com, where you should be.
You should be.
Thanks for the mention, boys. Dragon Con fast approaches, and you guys cannot honestly tell me there's not a single person in the whole of WRAR Studios that can't cover for Flynn and the Vicar for one damn holiday weekend.
You'd be surprised.
If there isn't, buy a chimp or something.
Oh,
damn.
Can we get a chimp?
Apparently so. For the love of Pete, that's how he finishes. Oh, Sam's Dragon Con checklist. Number one, get Morena Beccarin's photograph.
I don't know who that is.
Number two, hand Flynn a football. Number three, tackle Flynn. Number four, restore New England's glory. So there you go.
Tackling me, I don't see how it restores New England's glory. I really don't. I don't understand that. If you're going to tackle anybody, wouldn't you be tackling her? That's what I'd say.
Maybe so.
You want to tackle me? Not that there's anything wrong with it.
Do join the forums over there because we have lots of fun there.
It's great stuff.
GeekRadioDaily.com/forums or just go there. You'll see. It's not that hard. All right, it's Monday, so we're going to be talking about box office returns. Got that and some news on Geek Radio Daily.
Did you come to Earth for the music and stay for the science fiction? Join a guided tour of the minds that make science fiction great. Get on our cosmic double-decker tour bus at www.balticonpodcast.org and see all the sights. Coming up on our right, time shifted for your viewing pleasure, are fascinating interviews with writers, fans, and scientists. Streaming in on our left are author readings, con-going tips, and essays. And at the end of the tour, there's always more of that great music that brought you here in the first place. So climb aboard, strap in, and hold on to your petty pallops. It's the Balticon Podcast Tour to the ends of space and time.
www.balticonpodcast.org.
If you're not ready to give up on mullets and Madonna, log on to Stuck in the 80s, just one of the many blogs you'll find at TampaBay.com, the website of the St. Petersburg Times. Relive the music, movies, and culture of the greatest decade ever, only at TampaBay.com.
Geek Radio Daily for this Monday, March the 24th, 2008. It's all the geek without the wait, Billy Flynn.
There's no lines. There's no cues.
That's true. All right. I am the Vicar, by the way. Hello.
Yeah.
Welcome to the week.
Hey.
Stuck in the 80s podcast. I love this. It is distilled from pure Airwolf. It is the greatest podcast. I love it. So I had to pimp it.
I've been a lot of this weekend catching up with movies you should see.
Isn't it addictive?
Dude. Their rant on The Burbs, easily.
Just finished it.
The Burbs is one of the finest films ever made.
I'm going back listening through the back catalog now. I really like that podcast.
Nice.
All right, let's talk about the box office. Cha-ching, baby.
I like that.
Let's see. Why don't you do the top five, sir?
Number five would be last week's number one film. That would be 10,000 BC. Or was that last week? How long has that been out now?
Three weeks.
Wow. Well, 2 weeks ago it was number one, making $8.6 million, falling 48.4% from last week.
Word. All right.
And
word
being
of
shown
mouth.
On more screens.
Word
44
of mouth.
More
we
screens.
We always say that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's made $76 million after 3 weeks, and I don't think that's actually covered the CGI cost.
Well, the fact that Drillbit Taylor made more money than 10,000 BC without Mastodon.
Without Mastodon. So, yeah. Well, you know, Owen Wilson.
All right.
Number three was Shudder. Oh, don't take a picture of that. There's a ghost. $10.7 million, just narrowly edging out Drillbit Taylor.
So we're meeting the Browns at number two, made $20 million over the weekend,
million.
Which is pretty okay.
Considering it opened on 2,000 screens.
Yeah, I don't know the budget for the picture, but it can't be tremendous.
Oh, it's somewhere right around there.
For a movie like this.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
that's
no,
good.
Easily.
That's good for those guys. $20 million in its first week, right?
So yeah, 20 minutes. And look
this
at this. For 2 weeks in a row, Dr. Seuss's Horton Hears a Who, number one, $25 million this week, a 44% drop, making $86 million over 2 weeks.
Could be a musical. You could have Horton listens to the Who.
Hey. Horton listens to Houdini.
Oh,
you like that?
Horton hears Hootie.
Oh, tender bacon crisp.
I don't know. All right, number six, Never Back Down. This is the second week for that. Down 43.5%. Yikes.
Yeah.
Under 5 million. College Road Trip in its third week, down another 40%. 4.5 million. The Bank Job in its third week with 4 million in. That's down slightly. Vantage Point's been out a while. 5 weeks now. Almost 4 million for Vantage Point.
Still holding on.
Still holding on. It's still in the top 10. And Under the Same Moon,
which I don't even remember hearing of.
This is
opened on 266 screens, so a very small opening.
That's why. Yeah, that opened this weekend, took in $2.6 million.
Meanwhile, I just want to jump down real quick and say that George A. Romero's Diary of the Dead made $33,000 over the weekend.
Wow.
Yeah. It opened on, what is this? Is that 47 screens? 47 screens is how many theaters, but 33,000. So I guess, theoretically, that's awesome.
Holy crap.
Oh, man, you're making all kinds of stuff.
I didn't watch anything, but I had my Best Buy reward
zone, yeah,
$30, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I went and I found two $14.95 movies, which was hard to choose from because there's a bunch that I wanted, including that new double disc Face Off.
Ah,
so that finally I can replace my
double disc your Face Off.
Nothing good on it, Face Off disc that I have, but I didn't get it. I
good
bought Casino
you.
Royale,
oh, okay.
Which I said I wasn't going to buy, but
right.
It was free, so I got it.
Okay,
and 310 to Yuma, which you
310
seen
to Yuma,
yet.
I've not seen the remake.
So I'll loan
of that.
You that. I
okay,
think you're
sir.
Like that.
We can do that.
I talked to my cousin Phil, who is a big movie head, by the way, over the weekend. Huge old movie buff, real
right.
walking encyclopedia. Said that it was a very, very rare example of a situation wherein he thought that the remake was far superior to the original.
Well, then I have to see that,
yeah,
sir.
So
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
What you got, boss man?
Well, today I'd like to tell you that we've heard the rumors that General Thunderbolt Ross was going to be making an appearance in the Iron Man movie,
right.
And we've heard about Sam Jackson's Nick Fury character making an appearance in the Iron Man movie.
That would be cool.
Well, Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark will be appearing in The Incredible Hulk.
No way!
Absolutely way,
that's
sir.
Cool.
They're talking about that. He has a scene with General Thunderbolt Ross about possibly, making a little agreement
Dude,
together.
That is distilled from pure awesome.
That's just
oh,
making
that's
this
awesome.
Possibility of the Avengers movie that much closer
Dude,
to reality.
I'd go see a Defenders picture. How neat
yeah.
would that be if they get
oh.
around to transferring Doc Strange
only
from
you,
the animated.
If you have Lawrence Fishburne coming back to do the voice, but from giving the dialogue from that last Defenders miniseries where he's surfing.
Mm-hmm.
I'd
love
like
that
to
last
see.
Defenders
That'd
miniseries. From IGN. Last year, Jericho got a lot of attention when CBS canceled it. Fans rallied behind and they brought it back. And
they did.
Kind of good stuff over on CBS. Unfortunately,
what?
The publicity surrounding the show's resurrection did not work. CBS announced late Thursday that this coming Tuesday's season 2 finale will also be the series finale. It's official. It's canceled.
Oh.
So there you go. Sorry,
so,
guys.
So, so sorry.
I'm sorry that you wasted your nuts.
Hey, after all this time. Yeah, that's a good joke, sir.
Thank you.
After all this time, can you believe that it looks like finally Brave New World is actually going to be made into a film?
Really?
Yes. Leonardo DiCaprio. Leonardo DiCaprio has using his muscle, his clout, to get the first big screen production of Brave New World, Aldous Huxley's most enduring novel. The Universal Studios movie, which Sir Ridley Scott wants to direct,
oh, really?
Has become possible only because of years of wrangling over the terms of Huxley's will have finally been settled. His granddaughter Tessa confirmed last week there is nothing stopping this film
Better
now.
Better a dram than a dam, sir.
Damn
That's
right.
All I have to
Dram
say.
Right, sir.
Dram right. Ooh, that'll be the new phrase.
It will.
We started a new catchphrase.
Yeah.
My last story, New York Times bestselling author Terry Brooks' most popular fantasy series making its graphic novel debut this week. This from Newsarama, courtesy of Del Rey, a division of Random House. Dark Wraith of Shannara is
Ooh.
Set a few years after the events of Wish Song and the Shannara short story Indomitable. So that is going to be coming as a graphic novel, which
oh,
is pretty cute. We've got
okay.
about a minute.
All right. Well, we've been talking about this on the forums. I believe Dex brought it to our attention that there was going to be an American remake of the classic British comedy Spaced, which starred Simon Pegg, who we all know now
yeah,
from Hot Fuzz
that.
And everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, McGee You remember McGee?
Yes, Charlie.
You love McGee.
Almost directed Superman.
Yes, Simon Pegg is incredibly upset about all this, especially because, as he says, no one even bothered to ask us for our input. With The Office, other British comedies, they've done this. They've gone back to the original group and they've asked them about it.
Why would you ask him? Nobody knows who that guy is.
I know, it's
Simon,
blah,
whatever
blah,
his
what's
name
up
is.
With
nobody
that?
Sees his movies.
Yeah, nobody watches those. What they say is that this is just this is another example of what a pitiful example of how Hollywood treats its people. And what they say is that they should make a version of Charlie's Angels and call it Charlie's Angles and be about three hot architects, and it would be just as great. That way McGee
Damn.
Would get some idea of what's going on.
Wow. Okay, well, there you go. That's crazy.
That's
talk.
Just funny. I love Simon Pegg.
Geek Radio Daily, a production of Real Media Radio Networks. Be sure to subscribe through iTunes, because if you're just listening through Vocalo or in Chicago on 89.5 FM, you're missing the GRD weekly hour-long show. Geek Radio Daily, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 U.S. license. Join the forums at geekradiodaily.com or email us at podcast or individually at Vicar or Billy Flynn at geekradiodaily.com, baby.
Arriba, arriba, arriba!